2. Maiden No More. Chapter 6. A few weeks after the night in the chase, on a Sunday morning in late October, Tess was walking towards her home village of Marlott. She was carrying her belongings in a heavy basket. As she walked, she was thinking sadly about how much her life had changed in the past few months. She heard a carriage behind her. Alex's voice said,
"Why did you leave without saying goodbye? I have been driving like a madman to catch up with you. If you won't come back with me, at least let me drive you the rest of the way home."
"I will never go back with you," said Tess quietly.
"I'm not surprised," said Alec. "But give me your basket and let me help you up onto the carriage."
Tess knew that she did not need to be afraid of Alec any longer. Ever since the night in the chase, he had lost interest in her. She began to cry quietly as they got nearer to her village.
"Why are you crying?" Alec demanded.
"I was born in this village, and now I wish that I had not been born at all," said Tess sadly. "I can't stand the idea that I'm going to bring such shame on my family."
"No one forced you to come to Trantridge. You certainly didn't come because you loved me. I don't think that you ever loved me," Alec said.
"That's true," said Tess. "If I had ever loved you, even a little bit, I would not hate myself so much now. I didn't understand your intentions until it was too late."
"All of you women say that," laughed Alec.
"Some women mean it," cried Tess angrily. "My God, I could hit you."
"Oh, I'm sorry that I hurt you. I did wrong and I'm willing to pay for it. You know I will give you whatever you want. You don't have to work on farms or to dress so plainly," said Alec. "If you need money when the time comes, just send me a letter and I'll send you whatever you need."
When they got closer to her home, Tess asked Alec to allow her to get down from the carriage.
"Give me a kiss before you go," said Alec.
Tess passively turned her cheek, and Alec kissed it without any real feeling.
"You are still the prettiest girl in the district, even though I know you will never love me," said Alec.
Then he said goodbye and drove away without looking back. When Tess arrived home, it hurt her to see that her family was still so poor, even though she had sent them money and Alec had given them a horse and presents. Her mother kissed her warmly.
"Welcome, Tess. Is your cousin going to marry you? Is that why you've come home?" asked Joan.
"No, Mother. He's not my cousin, and he's not going to marry me," answered Tess.
"Come, girl, tell me everything," said her mother.
Tess put her head on Joan's shoulder and told her the whole sad story of her stay at Trantridge and what had happened the night in the chase.
"Tess, you should have been more careful if you didn't want to marry him," her mother said, patting the poor girl on the back.
"Mother, you never told me anything about men and how dangerous they can be. I was a child when I went to Trantridge, and I didn't know how to protect myself," cried Tess.
"Well, after all, having a baby is a natural thing," said Joan. "Many other women have had the same kind of trouble. Some of them eventually got married, even though they had a child."
In the afternoon, the village girls came to see Tess, and the cottage was filled with their talk and laughter. Tess began to feel a little better. Over the next few weeks, she started to accept the change in her life and was glad that she was home again with her family. One Sunday, Tess decided to go to church and sat at the back so that people would not notice her. But the village people whispered to each other when they saw her, and she realized that she could not go to church again. She stayed in the bedroom that she shared with her brothers and sisters and only went out at night. Most people in the village began to think that she had gone away.